Two dozen chambers of commerce around Wisconsin are helping to dispense more than $86 million to small businesses and communities disproportionately affected by the pandemic that have historically had difficulty accessing credit and accessing capital. We look at the impact with perspective from the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Evers announced last month that federal pandemic aid would be directed into the Diverse Business Assistance Grant Program. Are you a minority business owner? What challenges have you faced in starting your business? And what support was vital? 800-642-1234. Maisie Herr is CEO of the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Maisie, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's begin by acquainting us with what your chamber does. What do you focus on?
Well, first of all, let me just say that HWCC, or Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, we know that there's a wealth gap in America and all over the world. And some of what has contributed to this gap is a lack of access to capital by small business owners from underserved and underinvested communities. And so we here at the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, we are a community development financial institution, which is also known as a CDFI. We're mission driven. And we help to bring about economic equity throughout the state of Wisconsin. So we serve throughout the state. While we mostly target underserved Asian communities, our portfolio is quite diverse. And in general, we provide business assistance of all different kinds to these small businesses and entrepreneurs.
Can you give us an example of some of your clients and you know, what are the businesses that they might be running or working on? Put a face on them.
Sure. So many of the businesses we serve, many of our clients are, I would say about 46%, the last numbers I saw at the office, are from the Milwaukee area. But the rest of the population of the clients that we serve are all throughout the state of Wisconsin. Many of them are in the service industry, so they might own restaurants, beauty salons, or beauty-related types of businesses, medical-related types of businesses, home cares, and that sort of service type of business.
Mm-hmm. Have you found that over the years that your client base is growing? Are you working with more businesses?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I would say, I mean, I've been with the chamber now just a little over 2 years, so right before the pandemic hit. And I know that with my predecessor, there was certainly an increase in what we saw as far as folks who came to us for assistance. By the way, I should also mention many of those who do come to us are startups. So they're starting from scratch. They aren't really sure, you know, where to even begin in starting their business. We do get those who come who, want to enhance their businesses. They're ready to grow. And in the last 2 years, we have certainly seen that growth yet further.
Maisie, you're the daughter of an entrepreneur, and I wonder if you could tell us a bit about what brought you into this work and what your father encountered while doing business.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I grew up in central Wisconsin, as you mentioned, with my father's an entrepreneur. To me, he was just my dad. You know, he was a risk taker in his own right. He worked at the worked as an assemblyman, right, at the local company, Greenheck, and he was there for many, many years. And on the side, he owned several properties that he took care of. He invested in ginseng. He opened up one of the first Asian Oriental markets in Wausau that's still there today. Mm. And I would also add that they started a church and a financial institution to help businesses and individuals such as himself. So I saw that growing up, but you know, the funny thing is I never saw him as an entrepreneur. He was just my dad. It was actually quite recent that I realized, oh my goodness, my father was an entrepreneur.
I wonder how he got through those barriers without support, without grants that we're seeing coming through the state.
Yes, I mean, in fact, when I mentioned that he and a couple of his cousins decided they were going to start a financial institution, a huge part of that was because of that barrier that they saw that when they went to a traditional bank, in their own words, they weren't taken seriously. And so oftentimes they would not receive the lending that they felt they needed or the cultural response that they felt they needed in order to help them grow in the community. And all they wanted to do is succeed just like anybody else here in America. And so, you know, it's quite humbling to now be in a place where I'm leading an organization that would have been great to have around when my dad was in the prime of his entrepreneurship.
Macy Herr with us, CEO of the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. As we look at funding sources for minority-owned businesses, what her chamber is doing, you can join in 800-642-1234. Let's look at this infusion of grants, pandemic aid, more than $86 million to help nurture businesses in underserved communities. Can you explain what the Hmong Chamber will get out of this, out of these grant awards?
Sure. So a good chunk of the funds that we received will be used for to turn into forgivable loans that will support our current lending pool. So if someone, for example, takes out a certain percentage or if they're qualified for a particular amount of lending dollars, we would provide them some forgivable loans with the, I'll just say, while our criteria is still we're still working through some of the details, I can say this much, that they will receive a certain percentage of or a certain amount of forgivable loans on top of the lending dollars that they receive and are qualified for. But a portion of those dollars will also be put towards businesses who want to have technology or subscriptions to some sort of support for their business, some sort of business consulting outside of what we're able to provide, for example, or whatever it is that they might deem as needed and that we see as appropriate to grow their businesses.
And so the Hmong Chamber is slated to get about $8.4 million, is that right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, many chambers of commerce, they rely on membership dues as their primary source of revenue. And I know you have a small staff. I wonder how you sustain the resources that you offer businesses and perhaps what this grant money would also do for your offerings.
Well, you know, I think many of our chambers that do the type of work that we do, in particular, our friends at the other ethnic diverse chambers, we are very used to working on a shoestring budget. So we do the most of what we have. There's no doubt that our staff put in more hours than they should, but it's all about these small businesses. And I'm happy to say, and are proud to say, that they're passionate about the work that we do. And it's rewarding. It's really rewarding to see, you know, these small businesses grow. So we've always been very used to doing as much as we could with the little that we have. But I will say, because we are at HWCC, we are a CDFI, we have the ability to apply for CDFI funding. And so as a result, we've been lucky to get some of those funds through CDFI, which comes from the Department of Treasury.
I was going to say, what does that stand for? Help us out there.
my apologies.
No, that's okay.
CDFI stands for Community Development Financial Institution, which means that we're mission-driven. We bring about economic equity and we enhance, you know, the economic well-being of communities that are often underserved.
Macy Herr with us leads the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, explaining how this infusion of tens of millions of dollars of state grants could help create more equitable access to business resources and funding, access to capital. What do you think is the best way to create wealth in marginalized communities? What effect do you see thriving minority-owned businesses having on neighborhoods? What is the best way to encourage a diverse market economy? 800-642-1234 to join in. Back in a minute with Macy Herr here on the Ideas Network. We're with the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Ken. Thanks for being here. Chambers like this one have helped small businesses that are often considered unbankable. We're learning about how these diverse business assistance grants will help marginalized small businesses access credit, access capital to grow their ventures. What role do you see minority communities playing in the economy? What was your experience securing a loan for your business? Do you feel you have fair access to credit to keep your business growing? It's 800-642-1234 to join in. Macy Herr heads the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber with us for about 9 more minutes. Macy, you know, on our program, we've talked a good bit about the Wisconsin Supplier Diversity Program and efforts to get minority-owned businesses, woman-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses a more level playing field to be able to win more state grants or state contracts. And I wonder what you hear from your clients as they bid on state jobs. Are they landing contracts with the state?
You know, that's a great question, Kate. And the truth is, you know, we're still trying to help our communities understand how that works and how to gain contracts, how to even apply to be certified to work with the state to gain procurement. So on that sort of level, we have received questions about how to go about doing that. But I think the word on the street is that it can be quite complicated. And we do our best to share, to let these businesses know that, you know what, we can help walk you through that. We have connections with the state and others who can show you how to gain that access. But I think, well, that's a part of it. And then the other part is, you know, many of the businesses we work with, they're a one man, two person show. And so they're afraid that if they gain these bids, if they do win these bids, are they going to be able to have the capacity to fill it successfully?
Which also brings up a question of, I think, as you mentioned, their relationships and how important is mentoring and networking in this type of work. I wonder how your clients are helping one another, whether it is to win a contract or whether it is to grow their business or just address a specific barrier like a business plan or credit.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here for, Kate, is to make sure that they have that relationship. You know, at our chamber, we have, you know, I'm communicating with folks at all different levels all the time. And so, you know, what we do along with my staff, they have those relationships as well. And we try to help our clients or those who call our office understand that, you know, we can provide them those connections that they need or the resources that they need, the support that they need, the direction they need to go to help their businesses grow.
I wonder, do you encounter language barriers as you help your clients through the process of secure or of getting their businesses off the ground?
Absolutely. A good number of our clients are Hmong. Those that we serve are Hmong, those who call our offices. And I can't even just say clients that we serve on a regular basis, those who call in. Granted, I do have to say, you know, we have a diverse portfolio. I think I mentioned that earlier. So we don't just serve the Hmong community, but they do make up a good number of the people we serve. And so luckily we have people on staff who are able to speak the language and can help these individuals. But yes, it can be a barrier.
I know banks usually like to see a robust business plan before they're going to loan money for a venture. What do you recommend for trying to put together a business plan when someone hasn't done one before or if they're not as familiar with them?
Mm-hmm. So if someone were to come to our website, they would see some templates. But of course, if they come to us, we can certainly walk them through what is required and what kinds of documents they need to prepare to have available to fill out a business plan. We also work with many partners, you know, in the economic development world who can help them if we're not able to provide them that support. So we work very closely with our other economic development friends across the state.
Talking with Macy Herr, who is CEO of the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, as we look at state grants going to help businesses that are diverse, Hmong community and other communities looking to even the playing field, level the playing field. You can join in. What do you think is the best way to create wealth in marginalized communities? What effects do you see on a thriving minority-owned business? What has been your access to credit as you get your business off the ground? 800-642-1234. Macy, I'm wondering, you know, if this $8 million plus dollars of grants weren't available to your chamber, what might happen? What might be the scenario or what would you encounter at this stage in the pandemic?
Sure. And, you know, one thing I didn't mention earlier is that part of these funds are going to help us grow our own capacity. So a portion is really to, you know, make available to those who come to us, those that we serve. But a portion of that will also be for us to grow our capacity across the state. You know, while what we discovered over, especially over the last 2 years, is that as far as we try to reach our team of six and sometimes seven, tried to reach as far as we possibly could. And it just wasn't fast enough and as quick as we would, you know, just as well as we would have liked it to. We did the very best we could and we're very proud of that. But to grow our capacity, to be in those communities, to have more offices across the state so people can access us is very important. So that's, I believe that that's going to be very, that's going to be key for us in the upcoming months in a couple of years here too.
And then as these grants, you know, you give out these grants, you see how they work, you know, something tells me too is that the grants at some point will be exhausted. What typically happens to businesses when these funds are exhausted?
Well, our plan with these funds is really to help sustain them. So we're very well aware that, you know, these businesses, they're not going to, you know, we're not going to be very much help to them if we're just providing them funds to sustain for the moment. I mean, to be alive for the moment. Well, our hope is that the conditions we put with these funds that we provide them, that it's going to help to sustain them. So, for example, they have to be in business a certain number of years, right, for these loans to be forgiven. So we want to make sure they sustain. We want to make sure that we provide them the support, the business support, and what we call technical support that they need to stay alive after these funds are exhausted. So we plan to continue to be here for them. We don't plan to just give them the funds and say, well, good luck. That is not our role. That's not what we do at the chamber.
How closely is your chamber working with other minority business group chambers like Black or Latino Wisconsin Chambers of Commerce?
You know, I think especially over the last 2 years, again, we've been becoming especially close. We've worked together in the past, but we have seen the power in uniting. It was all of us coming together, many of us coming together to go to the governor's office and say, hey, look, this is what our ethnic, diverse, underserved communities are dealing with. You know, these are the small margin of errors that they have in order to keep their businesses alive. We need your help. And this is how we can show you that they need that help. And so again, the governor's office has been really helpful to us, and we're just very happy that he heard us. And so, again, we work together very closely. And if it weren't for this unity, the strong unity that we have, I don't think that these funds would have been available.
That's what I'm curious about. I wonder, do you find that the administration is hearing you, hearing what you can do with these funds? Do you find that the support is coming?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, like anything in government, I think it takes some time, you know, and a lot of thought has to go into, and a lot of questions go into, well, what is the need? How would this be used? How are each one of you different from one another? How are you the same? What are you actually doing? What kind of impact does it have? Understandably, those questions needed to be asked. And so while it took a little bit longer than we would have liked, you know, they're here now. And I'll also add that for those who might think, because we heard this, that, you know, the funds were just given to us, that was certainly not the case. All of us still had to apply very much the same as anyone else.
And so what do you hope to see in the years ahead as we wrap up here? What can we expect to maybe see in our communities?
I hope our businesses will have the resources that they need, that they'll have the connections that they need. They'll have this, the resources that are seemingly small, such as accountants, you know, technology support, access to QuickBooks and how to use it, subscriptions to, you know, business resources that could very much help their businesses grow, and a connection to us and others like us so that they know that they have the support.
Macy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Macy Herr is CEO of the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Ahead this hour, we take a look at academic bullying in the campus setting and what the UW system is doing to address it. Have you experienced hostile or intimidating behavior at work? How did you address it? 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.